Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Thomas Workman and AJ Kavanagh. Thomas and AJ are intuitive channels who have a remarkable ability to speak for a spiritual collective they call the Guides, a collection of high frequency beings from multiple planes and dimensions. They are unique in that they channel the Guides together, sharing one mind as they deliver messages to help you expand your consciousness and align you with your higher purpose. Through speaking from Source, Thomas and AJ's mission is to share the wisdom of the Guides with as many people as possible. Their service includes individual sessions with the Guides to answer your most important questions and a monthly online group channeling called Conversations with Source. Thomas and AJ also recently completed a 12-episode TV series called The Infinite Pathway, Journey to Self-Realization, which offers practical insights from the Guide. The series is free streaming everywhere by visiting www.soulsearch/ondemand. You can book private sessions and see their latest events, and you can sign up at their website, speakingfromsource.com. You can sign up for their free Wisdom Wednesday, inspirational messages from the Guides.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, guys, I just would love to welcome you to the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you. We are so glad to be here.
Absolutely brilliant, honestly. And your work and what you do is so important. And for the first question, guys, I'd just like you just to introduce yourselves and tell us about who the Guides are and how you came, you know, how you channel them and how, you know, how you came to do this. This is just incredible.
Thank you.
Well, I'm AJ and this is Tom. And we each had our own spiritual practice before we met. And when we met, we also realized we had a latent ability to channel. And we decided that we would hold space for each other when we channeled. And I tended to have a relationship with the extraterrestrial beings that I would channel through. And Tom had this amazing ability to channel through the native ancestors of the land. And he's a little bit of a transformative channel. So you could actually hear the staccato in his voice and hear him sort of, you know, jumping around, so to speak, as they were dancing around the fire. It was very evidential. And I was a little bit stoic, like, you know, Dr. Spock from Star Trek. You know, it was really kind of funny to see that.
But we both had trained independently. We both had developed our skills independently, both as psychics and et cetera. And I went through quite a few years. We both did go through 2 years of training as channels, but again, independently, because I think the concept always was you do this alone, right? And you do this with some kind of entity, right? In other words, you channel Bashar, you channel Chiron, you channel an entity, you know, and so you're kind of waiting. And we still have students who ask us, you know, what's the name of my entity? Who's my entity? And, you know, the universe expands. And so what was yesterday is not today. Mm. And we kind of forget, oh, all of consciousness expands. That's not stayed either. And so what's interesting is watching this expansion into the collective, because the collective voice is what is most important to the universe. There's one universal mind.
That's right.
And they were very clear with us about that. There was one mind. So we were going in every Sunday and channeling together just for our own, you know, pleasure. We'd record it just for the heck of it. And I would channel the grandfathers is what I called them, which were a small collective anyway. And he would channel the beings, which was another collective. And the only names we knew for them. and we'd take turns, and we'd sort of get this sense that energies would be fading from me, which was an invitation for him to start up. So without saying, okay, you now, kind of transformed, until one day I channeled the beings and he channeled the grandfathers.
Yeah. Wow. And it was quite extraordinary. And we actually, I was surprised to experience that, because I kind of thought, you know, that they kind of had exclusivity, you know. And so we asked them, we said, hey, you know, what's this all about? And the grandfathers responded quite beautifully. And they said, well, who do you think we learned from?
Yeah.
Who do you think we gained all of our knowledge? And they said, you know, there's no separation up here and there's no separation down there. We are all one. And that's when we started channeling together as a unit from the collective mind. And what came forward then were the ascended masters and the angels and the elementals. And collectively, we call them the guides.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely wonderful. That is just so beautiful. And it's incredible that you do it together. You know, I just think that's, and you are together. That's even more beautiful, you know.
It's just thank like, you so
together
much.
In spirit, together in the physical. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And the two are connected, right?
Yes.
Because we find that we have to maintain our unity as humans in order to both access this universal mind easily.
Yeah.
We can't be opposed. We certainly couldn't be fighting. We couldn't be.
Yes.
Right. So that is a really an important element of what we do. And we put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah. But I was also going to say it's really easy. And I'll tell you for why, because the more you raise your vibration, the less you're in that level of animosity or feeling that, you know, your feelings are constantly being hurt or that you have to walk on eggshells or please someone else. Right? Because you're in your own I am. You realize that aspect of your divinity. And I realize that in him, and he realizes that in me. It's that namaste, you know, that recognition.
In fact, part of our wedding vows to each other was the vow that the best thing I can do for our relationship is keep my connection to source. Rather than looking,
but that should be in everyone's vows.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go.
But you know, we do sort of still come into the traditional relationship thinking, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to make me happy? Right? Yeah. I'm leaving you because you don't make me happy. Whereas we started the relationship saying, no, it's my job to make me happy.
Yes.
Doing so is what makes our relationship work.
And then you can, once you have that happiness within yourself, from yourself, you just enhance one another.
Yes, right. Yes. That's right.
Raise each other's vibrations. Yes. Yeah.
Aww. And in fact, it's interesting what we, because it was a challenge to learn how to channel together. And we relied on the guides to teach us, because it was clear that the guides were saying, we do have a larger collective. We do have a message from the universe. We really want to communicate it. So we're going to teach you how to do it. They simply said, are you willing? Mm-hmm. And we, of course, said, yeah. How could I say no? I mean, so exciting.
Yeah.
And then they taught us. They taught us how to listen to one another and how to feed into this common universal mind so that it became effortless between us. We just kind of knew who was contributing what. And I will also say it's not always that we're channeling the same entity. Sometimes he's channeling one entity, I'm channeling another, but they're part of a collective.
So different ones will come through and speak, you know, on the same subject, you know.
Right, because, right.
Yeah.
But also, you know, who's needed when we're doing a client, for example, you know, those guides and those energies are coming forward for the greatest and highest good of the client and what they need, which is really interesting. Mm. So, you know, that's a good illustration of not being attached to one single entity, so to speak, or one single guide, because it allows everyone in the room to be part of the conversation, right? Yeah. It also allows us to get past that aspect of attachment and personality, because, you know, so often we get caught up, well, I'm channeling Cleopatra and he's channeling Napoleon,
yeah.
you know? So they really want to get past the idea of names and personalities and say, listen, this is just all about the message and all about the vibrations and all about oneness. And so it's very refreshing in that respect.
And, you know, beautiful. It's kind of scary for people to think that the movement, the expansion is away from ego, because we've come to treasure our individuality. It's our name. It's our, you know, people ask, well, what's the name of my spirit guide? And the spirit guides say, we could care less.
Yes.
Because that separates.
Yeah.
The minute that souls, I work,
like, as you then, say, souls don't have a name, do they?
No.
There
no,
you go, Joanne. Yeah.
They don't. And what's really interesting is that isn't, because I think some people think, oh, well, that's the big sacrifice then. That's what you're giving up to do this. Nothing to give up at all. Our, you know, our solar plexus is all about the I am.
Yeah.
Our soul has an incredible identity.
Yeah.
What it doesn't have is the need to separate itself from other identities.
Yeah.
It is itself as part of the whole.
And we are human and we are divine.
Yes,
we come from the oneness, yeah? Through the heavenly realms, the Akashic, and come down here into the duality. So we have to form that personality, which has that ego. But, you know, we have to come, and it's about coming back to that wholeness again, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've noticed that with your ministry as well, as more and more people are opening up to their I am and discovering their own abilities, because, you know, we love what we do as channels, but we also have mentored and taught other people as well, as they're opening up to their ability to channel.
Everyone. Yes.
Yes.
Everyone has this ability.
Exclusive to us.
Yeah.
It's the new emerging consciousness.
And it's so wonderful that you are helping people to you know, get in touch, because we can all have that. We are all intuitive. We all have that connection to.
Well, yeah. And that's why we're so delighted to be on your show and to share, you know, the messages of the guides with you and your audience today as well.
Lovely. And do you think, I've got so many wonderful questions to ask them.
Of course.
And I'd love for you, you know, for you to, yeah. For me to start talking to them, if possible.
I think that's great. Well, you know, we have these shawls that we wear, and we put them on when we're about to do channeling, which is our indication that we are ready to channel and also to maintain a certain frequency for that channeling as well. There's nothing special in the shawls. It's very symbolic, if you will. But I think I'm going to let Tom lead us with a little invocation, just to get us aligned, you aligned, and your audience aligned as well for the messages of the guides, because they're very experiential. So we hope that you and your audience as well will certainly feel the vibrations of the guides. And we go into a semi-trance, so we're not exactly conscious of what's going on, but we'll let you lead the way. And then at some point, you know, you'll be done with the questions, or they'll say they are complete. And just hang around for, you know, a few seconds after, because they love to give this beautiful hug at the end, which is a unconditional love from divine source. So
beautiful.
And your audience will feel that as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have learned, though, and the reason why we do this little quick, and I'll do a very short version of it, meditation, is that the energies are very strong, and they come through electronically as well. And so we were doing a podcast not terribly long ago, and an audience member who was, you know, live and giving feedback said, oh, I'm having heart palpitations. We went, no, not the point. Nope, not what we want.
Not what we want, yeah.
Not the goal. And it's just a matter of adjusting to energy.
Mm.
And so we've learned to sort of get us all breathing together, get our chakras activated so that we can process that energy. That's the whole point of our chakras,
yes,
is to enable us to process it. So just so you know why we're going to start that way. All right. Give us a second then, and join us in this. Get comfortable for everyone. And we're going to take three breaths in and out. In and out, in and out. Allow yourself to simply breathe naturally at this slower rhythm where you're forced to pay attention to your breath going in and out of your body. Feel that breath, that gift of life always available to you as it fills your body and feeds your cells, providing the life force necessary for you to live as an eternal soul in an incarnated body. Allow yourself to feel the energies of earth coming up from your feet, holding you steady, embracing your root chakra, beautiful brownish red light, which connects you like roots of a tree into Earth herself as she holds you while we go on this etheric journey. She has you safe and protected. She feeds you and nurtures you. And we'll also open our crown chakra, allowing in all of divine light, a beautiful purplish silver light, which mixes with the energies of Earth, fully preparing us as a spiritual vessel, as much as a physical body, as above, so below. And feel now all of our chakras opening, holding us steady, enabling us to fully embrace the energies of the universe. We focus on our third eye and allow the door to open from this beautiful energy center in the middle of our forehead, shining like a projector out an indigo light, which enables us to now see the etheric realm beyond this time and space, beyond what is seen and felt, out into the remainder of the universe. And there we see the light of source. There we see the beautiful light and can feel our light inside reacting and responding in perfect harmony with the light of source. Here in this etheric realm, we call our beautiful guides, those of the highest and strongest frequencies, those with the highest intention toward our greatest and highest good. We call on those loving souls, the angels, the ascended masters, the intergalactic, the interdimensional, the nature spirits. We call upon all of these living in the etheric realm to come and join us at this etheric table, enabling us to communicate with you in ways only you understand and provide for us. We ask AJ and I that we are able to communicate your thoughts clearly for the benefit of those who are listening, so that they may know the deep love you have for them. We welcome you.
Dearest one, we are grateful for the opportunity to share in your vibration today as we join together in co-creation, for we wish today to speak of the collective. We wish to focus your attentions here as this is the energy coming forward for you at this time, this ability to center yourselves and to move your consciousness, extending it outward into your physical environments, to be able to sense the spaces around you, to be able to read and understand the frequencies of others, and to be able to isolate them and move yourself and your consciousness and your actions towards those into which you find affinity, towards those you will find of good grace, toward those who make your heart sing, for this is an opportunity for you to raise your vibration in doing so in this marvelous union.
Each moment is a choice for you. Each moment provides for you an opportunity, if you will, to focus upon what is important only to you, usually a sense of worth, yes, and what is important to the collective, a knowing that all is well, a knowing that it is our cooperative nature which enables us to create and to expand. This the universe wishes to teach you. This the universe wishes for you all to adopt, for in doing so you shall find great joy.
Much joy ahead for you should you decide to allow it. And with this, dear one, we are anxious to hear your questions and experience your vibrations.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you so much. Well, I believe that humanity is going through a great awakening, a spiritual shift. What does this awakening and this great shift, what is it, and what are we all feeling, and how long are we going through? Just give us some answers on this great awakening and this great shift.
We love your question and your enthusiasm. We wish to begin by having you step back a bit further, for the farther view is the better of it. For it is easy for you to imagine that there is some unique element here that is unlike any other time in the existence of the universe, which of course is timeless. We shall say to you instead to consider the long journey that all souls are under, and that the universe itself continues to grow into. For the universe has only two functions, and that is to create and to expand, and these two things it always does. And so what you call this awakening is simply the expansion of consciousness that has come to be for this planet particularly. For we wish to remind you that cycles such as this occur differently across the universe. There are civilizations in this universe that are behind humans, and civilizations, many of which are far ahead What is important is that all expand, all continue to grow and to create. And humans now have come to a degree of which they are expanding in ways where their consciousness is no longer able to focus simply on survival and simply on ego, and is now ready to begin to embrace the collective. It is this degree of your maturity as a civilization that we are all gathered around to support, and that we wish to help guide you through and into.
The universe itself is a wonderful mirror for you and humanity. Think of your own life cycle as you grow and develop from infant to child to adult, a natural and continual expansion of awareness and consciousness as you extend your vibration and your consciousness out into your environment and the larger world, so to speak. And so, to answer your question specifically, what shall this look like? We shall give you the analogy of wearing clothes that no longer fit you, clothes that no longer serve you, perhaps a favorite jacket or a favorite pair of jeans you are reluctant to surrender, for they have been a part of you for a while now, and yet there is a rack of bespoke clothing ready for you to select and to place upon yourself. This is a challenge. This takes surrender. This takes your choosing, and this takes your willingness. And yet, once you fit this new jacket, if you will, upon yourselves, you shall remark how beautifully and wonderfully it serves you.
You hear us say again, choice. You hear us suggesting to you that there is always the choice to maintain, and yet in doing so, you find yourself far behind. There are many ways in which for you to advance in your awakening, and for some of you, it shall be an easy and gentle awakening as you slowly notice the sun peering through. For others, it shall be a rude awakening, as you call it. It shall require some change, something to help you recognize that the way in which things were are no longer comfortable for you, are no longer fitting you, as we are suggesting. And therefore, two things are important. One, to recognize you are never outgrown without the new there ready to embrace you. For as the floor drops out from under you, you must understand there is always a new floor, for the universe never punishes. The universe never destroys. It only transforms. It only recycles, if you will. And therefore, it is important for you to recognize, one, when you are realizing this is no longer serving me, these beliefs, these practices, these behaviors, so independent, so interested in my own ego, no longer serving me, so that a new pair of trousers awaits me, which fits so much better and result in such greater joy. This is how you shall know. It is so simple that you simply ask, how is this serving me now? And how is my current beliefs, attitudes, behavior serving me now at this point? How shall they feel to me? For you may trust that your vibrational frequency is expressed in how it makes you feel.
Wow, beautiful. Really, absolutely beautiful. And please, could you tell us, beautiful guides, just give us a few of the most important message for humanity, for our audience at this time? Because, yes, please give us the most important message.
Dear ones, we wish to advise you that your incarnation upon the planet is intentional. You are such an integral part of the all that is in your unique expression, in your unique outward ability to find and discover your own light, your own beautiful I am, and return to an aspect of your understanding of your connection to source itself. For you are a divine component. We love to use the analogy of the diamond, considering that you yourself, in your personality, as you like to call it, is a unique facet which is shined and crafted by you throughout your incarnation, unique to you, yes, and yet common among humanity. As you each shine your unique facets and realize your essential aspect of divine consciousness, it is then that you are able to step away and to see the diamond in totality and realize that each of its unique facets is what gives it its brilliance, what gives it its luster, what enables its shine.
The whole, the collective, if you will, is what we are referring to. But to understand this, we must begin with the most important premise of all. You are adored by Source. Many of you still do not believe this. You believe there is a monster chasing you, hiding under your bed. You believe that you must battle with all of the universe in order to get what you want. To begin with the premise that understands that you are deeply adored, that you are created in love by a creator that only creates and never destroys, that there is no judgment, there is no punishment, and you are free to choose and to choose again and again and again. And therefore, it is so important for you to simply allow yourself to receive the love of Source. And it is from this position that you are able to see so much more clearly all that is available to you in your choice making and in all that this incarnation was decided to provide for you. This is the important second premise, is that you are a soul that is eternal. And therefore, this incarnation, a choice that you have made, the conditions in which you are born, the conditions in which you live, the setting in which you live, and this time, especially this exciting time of expansion that you have chosen to incarnate during, so that you may experience your experiences incarnation, your experiences as a physical body in a time and space, is what continues to guide your eternal soul along its journey of self-realization. For what is it that you are after? What is your purpose? And it is to fully realize the soul that you are, and to do so through lifetime after lifetime of experiences that are teaching and developing your beautiful souls to become fully equipped and to become fully realized in their glory. for they are divine. You are divine, and it is glorious for you, but only when you allow yourself to focus in this mindset. This life is teaching me wonderful things that my soul shall use along its eternal journey. Understanding this will give you great joy.
Ah, oh, that is absolutely beautiful. And can you, beautiful guides, can you give us a few practices to raise our vibration? Because we are, you know, we are reflection. We are created in God. We are divine beings, and we have the ability to connect with spirit ourselves. How can we raise our vibration to do this?
Such a beautiful question, dear one, and we have much to share with you in this regard. Firstly and foremost, we wish to acknowledge your statement that you are here on this earth, which contains much diversity, and the diversity is here for you to be able to pivot your thoughts and find attraction in your environment, in others, in your adored pets, in the animals and the birds, in the trees and the sunshine, the oceans and the waves. They are all here for you to be able to focus your frequency and then move into aspects, firstly, of gratitude.
We shall speak much more of this, for it is so very important for you. Appreciation is the pathway to great vibration, for higher frequency. For it is when you find appreciation, when you find the many gifts hiding around you each and every day, that are reminding you of Source's love for you. This is what we are after most. For when you stay focused here on all the beauty that surrounds you, to find that appreciation is to find the energies of Source and to feel immediately the rising of your frequency. For it is impossible to live in appreciation even prior to gratitude or love, that you are able to feel the increase of your frequency. And yet we wish to give you again the further view, which is that this appreciation is not a technique. It is not I shall do like push-ups, 15 appreciations in order for me to feel better. It is quite the opposite. It is an understanding that I am adored by Source. And so now I shall see in my world, in my reality, the many ways in which Source is adoring me. Sometimes by sending a beautiful bird near my window to sing to me, and sometimes simply to feel the warmth of the sun around me, to take in the deep breath, this gift of life that I am given thoughtlessly and automatically. These things are always a part of the universe there to provide for you. A million excuses to find joy. Yes, a million opportunities to see the wonders that exist for you. Recognize that as a human being, you are always working over those elements of ego, those elements of thought that easily move toward the negative, and must continually pivot toward the positive. We are not speaking of positive thinking. We are talking about recognizing the thought patterns and their frequencies. And so as I sit in traffic and I decide I am going to be late and this is a nuisance, and I watch my energies drain more and more, I pivot and I think, what a wonderful opportunity for me to rest. And there must be a reason for why I am not going to be on time.
And therefore it is a blessing to me to not be on time, for who knows what it is that is being avoided by this delay. And in simply you pivoting toward a positive view, which is based upon an understanding the universe only loves me, then I am able to shift to a higher frequency at any time. Yes, this does take practice. Yes, this does take time, for many of you are trained in to think in terms of the negative and to think in terms of what is missing or what is wrong. You feel there is something to defend when there is nothing ever to defend. And so with practice, this shall grow easier for you, and you shall feel those benefits, and this shall carry you forward.
And this is the task before many of you at this time, as you find situations and circumstances before you which provide a ready opportunity for you to gauge your thoughts, to catch yourself, to become aware of situations and viewpoints that take you into, shall we say, a negative deficit, and for you to make the conscious choice, for you to decide how you shall feel, how you shall regard the outcome, and what you shall allow for yourself, knowing that the source is always supporting you, always has your truest and highest as its intention.
It is a matter of reminder. And to simply remind yourself whenever it is needed. And we shall promise you it is needed for you to continue to refocus on the way that Source adores you, on the way that Source or any energy is never out to destroy you, never out to hurt you. There is no punishment. The more in which you are able to focus in this direction, the more you are able to handle any circumstance. And for those circumstances themselves are given to you as contrast to enable you to understand more deeply and to find more clearly what it is that you desire.
Absolutely wonderful.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
I believe that we are all going through a dark night of the soul, collectively and individually. How can our light, our love, diminish this darkness on earth collectively and within us? And how can our light create this new earth? Can you just explain a little bit about the dark night of the soul for our audience and then answer how our light and love can diminish the darkness and create the new earth?
We will begin by saying to you that there are many dark nights of the soul. There are many points of darkness across the history of your civilization, this not being the first, this not being the last.
Yes.
For the balance that is underway in the growth of your consciousness requires contrast, requires the ability for you to appreciate the warmth by feeling the cold, to appreciate the fullness and the completeness by understanding the lack. These things are always working together. And so we begin by suggesting to you there is no punishment. There is no requirement of things being dark. There is only an understanding of contrast which enables each of you to then recognize your own contribution. We shall give an example to you, for this is what the universe is after. As you grow collectively, so must you grow individually, and the two are always connected. So, as you pray for peace, for you notice around you no peace, you notice war, and you ask for peace, for you are not happy in war, of course. You must then at the same time recognize, where am I at war in my environment? Where have I judged? Where have I worked to destroy? Where have I knocked down rather than lifted up? Where have I produced peace in my close environment? And then note that the ascension, as you call it, happens not to you nor with you, but through you. This being so very important, for the collective is, as we describe in the diamond, a series of facets that each reflect light, and as they do, enable the entire diamond to gleam beautifully. And so is true for you. Recognize what the conditions of your planet, what you call a dark night, are calling you toward. What are they asking you to wish for in contrast to what you are receiving? And then what must you do to enact and to live that change that you wish to see in the larger environment?
Beautiful, beautiful energy. And, you know, as I was coming back, they showed me this beautiful image of the earth and that collective love of the earth. So we hope that you all felt that. And, you know, Joanne, we're just so grateful for the opportunity to be with you today and to be with your audience and to share the messages of the guides.
Thank you so much. That was, at times I had a little tears in my eyes from the message that was coming through. It was just really, really beautiful. And I just like AJ and Thomas, thank you for bringing us this important messages of the guides, of the hope and the love, and, you know, the truth of our true selves is very important, the truth of our divinity. And I just want to say thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you. Your light is encouraging to us. So we are so grateful for what...